Well, good morning. I'm going to have to talk to Garrett about what song he chooses before I come up here. Because if he gets one with a strong bass line like that, I'm out of breath. But it's good to see everybody here this morning. Thank you all so much for joining us. I was telling somebody this morning that it's nice to finally have a Sunday morning where it isn't cold, it isn't raining, it isn't snowing, we're not having gale force winds. It's actually nice to have a fairly normal Sunday morning. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Fry. At Brookside Elementary this Wednesday, where I go to do my mentoring with my mentee down there, on Wednesday I ran into Debbie Brooks, and I ran into her in the hallway as I was headed down there, and we were able to chat for a little bit. I always make sure to ask how her mom is doing, because you know, I know that family is connected to a lot of the families here at this church. And based on what she tells me, they're managing. And that's better than considering the alternatives. They're managing. They're hanging in there. This last Wednesday, I had the opportunity to tell Debbie and to try to encourage her. It's like, hey, you know, teachers, it's past spring break. Y'all are kind of in the home stretch now. You know, y'all are in the home stretch. And I know everybody's ready for school to get out for the summer. They've got to get through testing first and all this. And it was nice, as I was headed down the hallway to eat lunch with my mentee, it was nice to see a familiar face. Because whenever I get to his classroom, and whenever we're about to eat lunch, I really don't know what to expect. Any given Wednesday, I'm not sure what to expect. Sometimes he wants to eat with just me, and that's fine, and sometimes he'll invite a friend of his, but I never know what they're going to talk about because, especially he, but both of them are really kind of shy. It's like pulling. I had a Spanish teacher in high school who would try to get these green freshmen and sophomores to actually talk in Spanish to one another. It's like he said it was like pulling teeth from a tiger, and that's exactly how I feel a lot of times when I'm there, eating lunch with my mentee. And so last Wednesday turned out to be no different. As I waited in the room and I had the board set up, ready to play tic-tac-toe, that and checkers have proven to be, over the last year and a half, a pretty decent little icebreaker for all of us. And so we'll play checkers, and because he's not concentrating on the awkwardness of eating with a stranger, we'll have that to kind of use as sort of a way for us to get the conversation rolling.